I had a prophetic vision of bees swarming around Israel during a prayer set more than a year ago at Awakening House of Prayer. It wasn't until today that I remembered what I saw, and I found the scriptural parallel for what we're seeing in Israel's war with Hamas. What I found was both encouraging and profound. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Praying the News. On today's broadcast, we're going to listen in to the prayer and prophetic vision God gave me on August the 10th, 2022, in the prayer room at AHOP in Fort Lauderdale. I'll share with you why I think this is coming to pass right now and why it may speak to the future of the war. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Awakening Prayer Hubs. We've got boots on the ground in Israel and many other nations around the world. Join forces with us as we pray for souls saved, churches revived, and nations awakened. Visit us now. Get a free download just for checking us out at awakeningprayerhubs.com. Let's get right into it. I was in the midst of a live prayer set in the prayer room at Awakening House of Prayer when I received this vision spontaneously, and I was shocked by what I saw. Listen in.
We are here as watchmen on the wall tonight. Show us what the enemy is doing. Show us what you are doing. Help us to come into agreement with your heart, with your plans for Israel. As the Middle East is on the brink of war tonight, as tensions are escalating in the region, we lift up Israel and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because you tell us in your word, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So we pray. We make intercession. We stand in the gap. We stand on the wall and we watch. Open our eyes. Help us to see. Help us to know how to pray, because we don't know how to pray as we are, but we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shorabashi. Brimbebebeshe. Oh, Sharabashe. I just saw a vision of what looked like bees swarming around Israel. They look like bees just swarming and swarming and swarming and swarming, looking for a place to land, swarming and swarming and swarming, looking for a place to land, swarming in droves, large numbers, almost like large clouds in the sky, all flying together and swarming in packs. Father, what am I seeing? Jesus. We plead the blood of Yeshua over Israel. And we thank you that she is the apple of your eye. You will defend her. You will keep her. You will prosper her. You will save her in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you keep every one of your promises for Israel. You are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Although Israel is surrounded by nations who hate her, you love her. And so we bless Israel tonight with prophetic intelligence. God, reveal the enemy's plans. Help Israel stay three steps ahead of the enemy. Just like you showed up for Israel in the days of old, show up again now, God. Diffuse this brewing war in the Middle East, God. Protect your chosen people, God. Help them to see and understand and strategize and navigate through this circumstance, through this conflict, through this brewing war, God. Give them insight.
Did you catch that? Help Israel stay three steps ahead of the enemy. There's a prayer strategy right there. Now, normally bees in scripture have to do with blessing, you know, honey and prosperity. But there are some verses in Psalm 118 that apply directly to what we're seeing today. Psalm 118, verses 10 through 4, this is a psalm of David, reads, "All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surrounded me, yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation." That's amazing. The enemy is surrounding Israel like bees, just as in the days of King David. But just as in the days of King David, God will rise up and defend the apple of his eye. Make no mistake, Israel is not going anywhere. But the war is raging, and we must pray because we don't want to see more lives lost, not just the lives of the Israelites, but also those innocent Palestinians who did not ask for this war, and many others who are caught in the crossfires. Listen, you can pray these verses over Israel from Psalm 118. Pray them. Pray fervently. Pray effectively. Join with us in one of our live Zoom prayer calls for Israel. Get on the email list. You get notified at awakeningprayerhubs.com. Keep standing and keep praying the news.